aunque me pese la cruz, Señor, Señor, aunque todo se vaya, siempre quédate tú. Sin ti no soy nadie, sin ti muero de dolor, mas cuando te tengo, gano todo, Señor.
We want to see Jesus. That is the question that confronts us all today in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 21 of the fifth Sunday of Lent. The Lord is with you. It is day number 33. We are coming to an end. I hope you are not stuck in a place. We must get to the victory of Easter. Something tangible, concrete must happen in your life. Yes, the church must continue moving. The gospel must continue being announced. The end is not far. Victory must be given to God and God's children. The enemies of God will disperse, even though apparently they seem to be winning. Because the God of the principle of this world has been judged and will be overthrown. This is a gathering of the good news that we are presented today, the fifth Sunday of Easter, pardon, fifth Sunday of Lent. Want to see Jesus everywhere. That's the shouting of the children, the shouting of those who are far from the church, the world, the new world order, the new age spirituality, the society of the world of the God of football and the God of pleasure and the God of power. They attack the Christians and the church and everything. All that they are trying to ask us, want to see Jesus. Are you there with me? That's the question and that's the challenge. We want to see Jesus. They came to Jerusalem for the feast of the Pascha. Some Greeks who came to worship, who are turned to Judaism. They noticed that Philip is also a Greek, and they used him to come closer. Philip went to Andrew. Andrew, both of them went to Jesus. People are looking for you. When you come to an office, if there's somebody you know, use him as an entrance, at the point of entrance, a normal human reality. And what did Jesus tell them? The time has come. The hour is here. And the Son of Man will be glorified. And when he's lifted up, he will draw souls unto him. If this grain of wheat does not fall and decay, if it does not die, it will not bear fruit. It will bear fruit only when it dies. They are asking us, want to see Jesus. What are the things that prohibit or make the children in the house, for example, the children in the house are asking their parents, want to see Jesus. The students in the class, the young ones are acting the old ones, those who baptize them, those who are their godparents, want to see Jesus. What are the attitudes of the parents and the older ones that prevent the children, the younger ones, from seeing Jesus? One, those who, after taking up the responsibility of baptizing or being godfather to the children, disappear from commitment in the church. They become celebrity Christians only on the feast days. Second, those parents who in their house, in their matrimony, all the time occupy with shouting, greeting, insults, fighting, getting drunk, adultery. These are the examples they leave for their children. Their children will get confused. They will get lost. They will get deformed. But at the time is insult, fighting, quarreling, adultery, or drunkenness. These are the parents, godparents, who don't allow children to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. That is the question of today. The rest are those who are enemies of life, agents of death, who don't allow the innocent ones to be born. We can package all of them inside the gender ideology, abortionist, anti-conceptive mentality and culture. With them, you can join well in gender equality, gender ideology. You can put in same-sex marriage. Those who don't allow Jesus, the children to see Jesus. The children say, "We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus." And the second thing we digest for today's Sunday, what are we going to give those who want to see Jesus? First is, we have to, what prevents us or prevent children from seeing Jesus? Then, if they want to see Jesus, what do you give them? Give them the gospel. Show them the crucifix, the cross. Just say, if the Son of Man lifted up, he will draw souls unto him. And then, give them testimony. If the grain of seed does not die, it will not bear fruit. Three things you can give. Jesus gave the answer in a direct way. The gospel of John is a theology, a reflection. At times, you don't get it literally. What do we give those who want to Jesus, see Jesus? Give them the gospel truth. The commitment to the church. The truth about Christ. Give them the cross. Show them the crucifix. Where the truth wins over lie. Where love conquers with hatred. Where pardon conquers vengeance. The cross of our healing. Where humility overthrows pride. A stubbornness, and then show them example, testimony of life. A seed that dies and decays means the love that tends, the love that persists, the love that shares, the love that goes out to the extra mile for the other. There's no love until it begins to pain. There's no giving until it begins to pain. Happy Sunday. From today, from this Sunday, the images in the church will start being closed, being wrapped. The gospel already revealing them. Jesus on the movement, but on the hiding. They want to catch him, but nobody will lay hands on him. Flow along the mystery of the Holy Week. The time is here. The principle of this evil world will be overthrown. Bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.